Geek Radio Daily for Anti-Friday. That's right. It's August 2nd, 2010. It's all the geek without the weight. And no, we didn't unleash a bunch of kids with without their Ritalin. No, kids. You might have been scared it was just something you tell the children to put them to sleep at night, but no. There actually is a vicar.
No way! Sorry, guys. I was taking a crap.
Oh, well, yeah, those take a long time sometimes. Damn right, Monday, GRD, flying at you like a grape slushy to the face after the hockey team catches you singing Paul Anka in the shower.
In the shower?
I don't know.
What Paul Anka tune would you sing in the shower?
Don't
say having my baby, because, hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
I mean, come on, step up, bitches. Step up.
Step up, that's right, he's ready for it.
Ow! Welcome to Anti-Friday, which will take a look at your box office results. A peek at your geekified news is on the way, all that fun stuff. But you know what happened before on this date in August 2nd, 1769?
I do not. What's that,
Los
sir?
Los Angeles was named for Our Lady of the Angels, meaning that Los Angeles is a Catholic school. I did not know that.
One giant Catholic school. Nice.
1819, Charles Guile made the first parachute jump in America from a balloon 8,000 feet above Long Island, New York.
How'd that work out for him, you know?
I think he could still smell it.
Did
up
he
there.
Make it? Ew.
1870, London Underground opened, though the tube, not like, you know, the band or anything.
Right. No.
1876, Wild Bill Hickok was shot from behind and killed while playing poker at a saloon in Deadwood, which
Where
was kind
I
of
was?
A hint.
Where I was on Thursday. That's right. I saw it. Old Saloon number 10.
Did you have aces and eights there?
I did not, no.
Dead Man's Hand, as it became known. 1889, San Francisco, California was invaded by millions of crickets.
Ooh.
Because they weren't going to take it any damn
hate when
more.
That happens.
1934, William Franks twirled an Indian club overhead 17,280 times in 1 hour. Now, come on, sir. Native American club. Come on.
I know, right? Damn.
1939, Albert Einstein wrote a historic letter to President Roosevelt on the atom bomb, which marked the start of atomic weaponry, urging the United States to begin an atomic weapons research program. He wrote in part, quote, "A single bomb of this type carried by boat and exploded in port might very well destroy the whole port together with some of the surrounding territory." 6 years later, we blew the hell out of Hiroshima.
Smoke 'em, FDR.
So a little. Okay, 1975, champagne cork popping record was set by Gary Mahan when he popped the cork 103 feet.
Nothing better to do.
Okay. I guess not. Yeah. And in 1991, funk singer Rick James was arrested on sexual torture charges.
Bitch!
Sexual torture?
It was a Marvin Gaye song. It wasn't as popular as,
no.
as the B-side.
It's healing, yeah. Okay, right. Birthdays?
Birthdays. Peter O'Toole. Actor Peter O'Toole, the
oh
most amazing thing.
God.
He's still alive. Yeah.
You jumped all the way to someone who's 78. Okay.
Dude is alive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
And he was
O'Toole,
in my favorite year.
He was in The Lion in Winter, one of my
Lawrence
favorite
of Arabia.
Movies. Oh, man. Amazing. The dude is still alive. Yeah.
Hallie Katie Eisenberg is 18. She was Erica in How to Eat Fried Worms, and she was the little girl, Little Miss Martin, in Bicentennial Man.
So you jumped all the way from my 1932 to whatever.
Well,
the
see,
hell
I go from the young people
you
to the old
You do the other
people.
Way around? Well, I can switch you around. Sam Worthington's
Sometimes
birthday
you
today.
Go the other way? That's
well,
fine.
You know, it's a rumor. Sam Worthington. Born on this day, 1976. We like Sam Worthington. He's in everything, so yeah. You might as well like
Edward Furlong, the original John Connor, is 33 years old. Well, the one we spent the most time with, I should
say.
I understand. That one guy in the first movie.
You know, Kevin Smith's birthday is today.
I did know that.
How about that? Kevin Smith, born in 1970, making him
40.
Thank you.
There you go. Mary Louise Parker is 46 today. No, Kevin is 40. See, she's 46. Ruth Jameson in Fried Green Tomatoes and Amy in The West Wing. And, of course, Nancy Bott went on Weeds. When she's in a bathtub a lot.
I've seen, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Apollonia's birthday today.
Yep, 51, along with Victoria Jackson, who was hot, but now a little crazy, but 51 as well.
She was hot. She was in Casual Sex.
Yes.
I like that movie with
Thompson.
The V-Man.
And Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay.
Mojo Nixon is 53 years old. Debbie Gibson is pregnant with My Two-Headed Love Child and other classic tunes by Mojo.
Butch Patrick's birthday.
You know, I saw the Munsters car this weekend.
Did
and
really?
They had actually had like a little dummy of Eddie Munster
Haven't
in the back of
Haven't we seen
him?
Hasn't he been at some con we've been at?
Possibly.
I don't remember.
That or you're just looking for... Caleb Carr is 54, novelist, wrote The Alienist, a book everyone should read. Joanna Cassidy is 65, Margaret Chenoweth on 6 Feet Under, and JoJo back on Buffalo Bill with Dabney Coleman.
Oh, crap.
I went back.
That's going
sir.
Back, yo. Old school.
Max Wright is 67 years old. That's Willie Tanner on ALF. Hey, Willie!
Oh, yeah.
Wes Craven is 71 years old. You know, directed Nightmare
also
on
hard
the Street,
to believe, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And no longer with us, Carol O'Connor, born in 1924. Archie Bunker, Bill Gillespie. And on this date in 1754, born was Pierre Charles L'Enfant, the man who screwed up all of the traffic in Washington, D.C.
He wasn't thinking cars,
he
right?
wasn't thinking, really.
If it's carriages, you're good, but...
Carriages would have worked with that system?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're going really slow.
Fine.
And there's poop.
Speaking of poop, TV tonight,
TV Tonight. Yeah, you're right. ABC back-to-back Bachelors, the last of which is a new one, the After the Rose Bachelor.
Final Rose. NBC America's Got Talent and a new Last Comic Standing, which the top five perform.
How about AMC? Did you see the Lady Killers remake?
I did not see the
remake. Because I've not seen it. No.
I saw the original.
Alec Guinness, right. But
the original's good.
I haven't seen the remake. I heard it was
I know, it just didn't look right.
Tom Hanks in a funny beard.
Tom Hanks doing his Colonel Sanders impression,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
could
exactly.
Be.
I don't know.
Fox has got new episodes of Lie to Me and The Good Guys, which I still haven't seen The Good Guys, and I probably should.
I haven't either.
Got what's-his-face.
Yeah, that
Bradley
dude.
Whifford, yeah.
Bravo Channel, Real Housewives of New Jersey, 3 episodes, the last of which is new.
Not those fake ones.
No.
Family Channel tonight on Secret Life of an American Teenager, Ashley is torn between Ricky and Grant. While on Huge, Amber and Will get lost in the woods. And they'd like to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom because... Never mind.
Anyway, FMC, Fox Movie Channel, Broadcast News, Best Picture 1987, Holly Hunter, William Hurt. I love this movie. See it.
FX Channel tonight is showing you Ghost Rider followed by Swim Fan.
Wow.
Because somebody hates you, so they're showing those together.
If you got the old Showtime there, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, good Woody Allen. Watch it.
Spike Television, that's TV for guys, is showing Sylvester Stallone in Cobra. Remember Cobra?
I did. I saw that in the theater, but before that, Deadliest Warrior, Viking versus Samurai.
That's right. Turner Classic Movies, it's Julie Christie night. They've got Billy Liar, they've got Darling, and tons of other Julie Christie stuff.
Nice. All right.
TV Land is showing Big, in case you wanted the TV version of it, which didn't exist.
VH1, 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s.
Nice. But if you're watching anything, it will be on the Hallmark Channel,
yeah?
Because three women in their early 30s desperately search for Mr. Right.
Oh.
Andrea Roth and Delta Burke star in Bridal Fever.
She's the other two women.
And together they average to be below 30? Is that I don't know how old
true.
Delta Burke is, but she's not 30.
Maybe that's per thigh.
She's
I don't
not
know.
30s at all. Right. Dearest sir and madam, I was reading the one ads the other day, long story here. And,
can I be madam?
On the opposite page on our local tabloid, I saw an article mentioning GRD's finalist status for a Parsec Award.
Ooh, I heard about that.
I assume applause and catcalls are in order. Go ahead, catcalls.
And
so
money.
Hip, hip, hurry and all that. Hurry?
Hurry?
Huh. And now that I am not actually familiar with this Parsec Award, I assume it's a good thing, so best of luck. I only hope as a fan of GeekRadioDaily.com that... thank you for that.
Oh,
that
good.
The award folks are not saying y'all should be shipped a Parsec away. That's a little over 3 light years distance. It's a good thing for you or best for planet Earth or something. Well, then again, good luck. Frankly, I think being that far away would make a devil of a commute but to each his own, I say. I can't talk on a Monday. Do you have a broadband on a desolate hellhole that they propose to exile you to so that your podcast will be uninterrupted? Please let me know, but until you're banished to deep space, I'll just continue to make mine GRD. That's from Craig. P.S. Bring warm clothes. Lots. Of warm clothes. Hello, GRD crew, and good morning. So
Hello.
You were saying you weren't getting any emails. Well, we were just pointing out that when we had email, there was none there. So everyone must be on vacation. So I thought I would throw you a bone. In June, there was the 25th anniversary of Goonies. Yeah, I'm old. And they had some great panels going on. On that last day, Richard Donner, Sean Astin showed up. And one of the main questions was asked of Richard Donner was, when's the next Goonies movie coming out? Richard said at this time they couldn't decide on a script, but him and Steven Spielberg were ready to make one, though he did release some new info. The Blu-ray Special Edition box set is coming out in November with some games and some cool swag. And oh yes, there's going to be a Goonies Broadway play coming soon. He's working on it with his wife who worked... on X-Men.
Lauren.
Put those links
yeah,
up
Lauren
in the show as well.
I'm
That's
a bad,
from Dustin in Portland. Thanks,
I'm a bad
Dustin.
80s fan, but I'm not a fan of the movie.
I never...
I don't get it.
Really, no, no.
I don't get it.
I've not really... It's one of those movies that, hey, kids, you're going to love this movie when I was a kid. And I'm like, no, don't tell me what I'm going...
Yeah,
no.
I don't get it.
So, you know, for those of you that love it, cool. Check out the links in the show notes there from Dustin. And drop us a note, won't you, to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, and oh my God, I suppose even the Vicar at GeekRadioDaily.com. Really? How about that? It's Monday, so that means box office results headed your way. Look at your Geekified news coming up this anti-Friday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, this is Kurt the Camera Guy.
And Scott Langston from the Wandering Geek Podcast.
And we're both headed to Gen Con Indy this year. I've been going to Gen Con since 1982.
And this will be my first big game convention ever.
Noob.
Huh?
Never mind. As anyone who listens to the Wandering Geek Podcast knows,
we love to talk. And we'll be doing just that with every exhibitor, designer, artist, and gamer who will talk to us.
This, of course, will be far more than our regular shows can handle.
So we'll be sending most of it out as daily chunks of convention goodness in something we're calling
Gen Con Raw. So stop on by www.wanderinggeek.com to check it out.
And give a listen to our Parsec-nominated Wandering Geek podcast.
And WGPR, our monthly music podcast, which is also up for Parsec.
And our Game Bag Review Show.
www.wanderinggeek.com.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
That's us.
And having a damn fine time, I might add.
Wah, wah, wah.
Welcome to the Anti-Friday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
It is F-Monday.
Brand new effing month, dude. It's August.
It is.
Think about that.
Well, that's right.
Last time we were here, it wasn't this month.
Means DragonCon is next month?
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
That's insane stuff. It also means right now it is Monday.
The buzz is any indicator. That movie's going to make some huge bang.
Some did. Some did not.
What did Twilight like? Saga Eclipse.
God, is
in
it
at
still
number
in the top
10? It's still hanging in number 10. What about that? It's only 5 weeks in, though. So down 44.5%, but it still made a gajillion dollars. So what the hell, you know?
Yeah, basically. That's still you.
Oh, it's still me.
Yeah, you
I'm
go
a
to
little
number
rusty.
Six. Yeah,
I'm a little out of practice.
That's what
there.
She said.
Sorcerer's Apprentice in its third week. Have you? What do you hear about this?
Because
it looks kind of okay, but
I've heard meh.
Meh.
I've heard
down 55% in week three. Grown Ups at number 8. That's the funny movie with Adam Sandler and all the funny guys
allegedly
in there.
Allegedly
right?
funny.
Allegedly
movie.
Funny. Down 40% in its sixth week. Toy Story 3 in its seventh week. How is that done compared to the other Toy Stories, you know?
Well, it's $389 million so far, so I don't
The other one's made huge bank too, though. I just want to know how
it
holds
true.
Up.
I don't know.
What's Charlie St. Cloud
That's
number
that
6?
That's Zac Efron doing a serious acting role.
Oh, I don't care then. All right, fine. Charlie St. Cloud, that's opened this weekend, made, what, $12
million? $12.1
million,
yeah. Hey, which means it didn't do quite as well as number 5, Cats and Dogs 2, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Isn't that kind of a naughty title for a kid movie?
Well, it's a riff on spy movies. It's a Bond riff. So $12.5 million on a budget of $85 million. We'll see. Number 4, last week's 3, Despicable Me, made another $15.5. It's made $190 on $69 budget over 4 weeks. Salt, no
Almost
thanks,
saw
I'm
that.
Cutting down.
Almost saw that.
Last week's 2, this week's 3, $19.2 million, made $70 in 2 million and 2 million weeks. In 2 weeks, number 2, Dinner for Schmucks, opens up $23.3 million and a budget of $69 million, and the number 1 movie in America still after 3 weeks.
Still, baby.
$27.5 million, Inception. Inception still making bank. It's made $193 in 3 weeks on a budget of $160. Inception 2, Electric Boogaloo, probably coming
so
your way
soon.
So freaking
good, man. You seen it yet?
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so shameful.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. It finally happened.
Huh? What's that?
Disney sold Miramax.
Oh, yeah.
For $660 million.
I didn't buy it.
No, you
didn't. I looked
did
at
not.
It on eBay. I put in a
we
bid.
We did not either.
I
which
lowballed.
Is, it's kind of a tragedy in this because, well, while they're still going to be there and... these people, this investment group, Filmyard Holding, has picked up a huge, crazy, awesome catalog of movies. Now, this might mean, because if you remember, Miramax was where the RoboCop film was going to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening anymore.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So that's gone. But, yeah. Miramax has a new home, and the mouse will have little, if anything, to do with it anymore, just so you know.
That's
so you won't
good.
Be supporting the mouse if you go to see Miramax films now.
That's right. From Latino Review, Robert Rodriguez may be in the director's chair for Deadpool. How about that? For 20th Century Fox. He's working on Spy Kids 4 right now, and Machete's in post-production, so it's going to be a while. But Robert Rodriguez, not liking the Wolverine movie, I wasn't sure about Deadpool, but that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
If they actually have Deadpool in it instead of that thing that they had.
Thing walking around.
U.S. Yeah. District Judge Barbara Crabb made a decision following a June court appearance by Neil Gaiman and Todd McFarlane that, yes, Todd McFarlane does indeed owe Neil Gaiman money for people that he created for Todd McFarlane's comic
you
book.
You think?
Just because Neil Gaiman makes them and then you make incredibly blatant riffs of those characters, you still have to pay for those characters. So the money that Neil Gaiman's going to be getting from Todd McFarlane on this, he's going to be donating to comic book charities such as the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund and stuff like that. So, fantastic. Once again, Neil Gaiman rocks. And Todd McFarlane, you're not as cool as you once were.
Oh, damn.
That's come on our wrong. Show and tell me that I'm wrong.
Word. Hey, speaking of Inception, I just want you guys to see this from IO9. If your brain like mine was turned into a meringue pie by Inception and trying to keep track of everything, take heart. The plot has been mapped out as a brilliant infographic. You want to know what that is? Take a look at it. You want to blow your mind? Check the show notes because you will see the whole movie laid out in a graphic form. It is totally effing cool. Flynn, don't look at it because you haven't seen the movie
yet. I will not. I will not do that. Grr, I just want to see this thing. So, when you were 17, you just weren't cool because you were not Ashton Stark. Ashton Stark took his granddad's 1972 Volkswagen Beetle and said, you know what? I'm making that damn thing electric. Quote, I was actually looking online with my dad at electric cars because we heard a lot about them. We thought they were kind of cool. I decided I wanted to go for one, so I got the body from my grandpa, and it just kind of all fell together. With the help of his dad, Ashton installed 9 golf cart batteries into the car and connected a single motorized shaft to the Beetle's transmission. He estimates the car can travel about 45 miles on a full charge at about 45 miles an hour. He says the electric conversion can be applied to other cars, too, so you don't have to spend 40 grand. It's not going to take you up and down the highway, but if you're puttering around as a student, you could do much worse.
I was going to say, you're going to have to drive like Grandpa, though. You got to go 45.
True. But that's how many times, though, will you get to say Punch Buggy Electric?
Oh,
that's
damn.
Just damn cool. Geek Radio Daily, thank you so much for dropping by. We really do appreciate it. Make sure you stop by the Facebook page and like it, because you'll learn all kinds of things there that you never learned anywhere else.
Never, never.
And again, I've forgotten to write one of them down that we posted over the weekend. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Won't you drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, and yeah, hey look, the Vicar.
Why not?
GeekRadioDaily.com.
I realized how high he was. Next thing you know, he's like,
Sean Murphy! What's up, partner? Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading!
I'm behind the bar and I'm serving drinks and Charlie bends over. I call. I said, Charlie, come here.
Charlie, there's a new joke going around. Have you heard it? What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!